Streaming on WRJN, sponsored by the UW Organ and Tissue Donation Center. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more.
He's but, sweetie, yep.
Yeah, but he's not. He's Dan Marcus. You're Cindy Huber.
Oh my gosh!
And again, he's a handsome guy, but he's not cute like you, Dan Marcus. So I won't have to, I won't see that cute face every morning. But it's been great, and you got cupcakes.
Oh,
have a great
goodness.
Show today.
Thank you.
And you'll have to look at my face maybe once on December 20th, and probably not a long time after that.
I will drop in once in a while just to scare you.
Let me drink a water here.
Let me tell you, Don, how much fun it's been and how much I've treasured every day coming in, seeing your beautiful mug, calling you Mr. Happiness and Good Cheer. And just because I have one of the things that I always thought would be cool is I always wanted to work with you because you're the legend and your voice and your show. Just love you to death. Well, not to death. Maybe that's the wrong expression.
When I get here at 5:30 in the morning, I write the weather and I rewrite it until it's really legible. I do that for you. And starting tomorrow, I do just scribble what I want. And I don't have to make it neat for you anymore.
The heck with everybody.
Cindy's coming up next. She's got local news and timeless hits. I usually get you in at 9 o'clock on the dot. Today, 9:01.
That's right. In my honor.
All right.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Big businesses are reacting to President-elect Trump's plan to slap 25% tariffs on products imported by Mexico and Canada, and an additional 10% on Chinese goods. Walmart CEO John Furner tells CBS Mornings,
"You may see some impact on price, but we'll do everything we can between our suppliers, our supply chain, and do everything we can to help ensure that we're as efficient as possible to keep prices as low as we can."
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Officials in China, Mexico, and Canada have criticized President-elect Trump's pledge to slap them with tariffs on his first day in office, pointing out they would hurt U.S. workers and consumers, as well as their own workforces. Trump's threat seems to violate the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, a trade pact he himself sponsored during his first term.
A record number of people is about to crowd onto the roads and into airports for the Thanksgiving holiday as a major storm is on track to cause problems from the Rockies to the East Coast. Betty Harper is at Reagan National Airport.
We have more family coming from Chicago, New York, and more came from Nashville. Yes, it'll get crazy. My son says it takes 2 hours to get out of Chicago. They're driving.
A new Senate report finds all of those extras airlines charge you for are raking in lots of money. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve from New York's LaGuardia.
That report found between 2018 and 2023, five major airlines generated $12.4 billion in seat fees.
A court hearing scheduled today in Kansas City in the case of Ralph Yarl, a black teenager shot twice by an 84-year-old black man, a white man, named Andrew Lester. Yarl rang Lester's doorbell by mistake when he went to pick up his twin brothers from a playdate. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The court file has already been sealed, so the evidence has not yet been made public. I'm not sure whether the transcript from today's hearing will be made available either. The judge doesn't want to create more outside publicity than necessary.
Lester claims he acted in self-defense. Yarl suffered a traumatic brain injury. It's the second most commonly prescribed drug for older adults, but a new study from Johns Hopkins finds Synthroid, used to treat underactive thyroids, may be associated with bone loss. New survey finds 42% of Americans will say to heck with cooking on Thanksgiving and eat at a restaurant or order takeout instead. Pop Menu's Tony Roy.
At the end of the day, people think it's just a bit easier for them and maybe the cost is about the same as going out and buying all the ingredients themselves. But it's all about spending time with family and friends.
S&P futures are up 14. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A jury has awarded $4 million to the family of a Kenosha woman who died from the cold outside of an assisted living facility. The lawsuit showed staff negligence at Parkside Manor, which failed to monitor Helen Edney, leading to her death. Racine Representative and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has commented on alleged ethics violation by Michael Gableman, the person he hired to review the 2020 presidential election. Voss criticized Gableman's conduct during the investigation and expressed hope that Gableman loses his law license. The teenager accused in the Kenosha school shooting scare has been deemed mentally fit for trial. The court will now examine his mental state during the November 7th event, where he allegedly attempted to enter Roosevelt Elementary with airsoft guns. Are you going somewhere? Roads and airports are expected to be crowded as a record number of people in Wisconsin travel for Thanksgiving. AAA reports nearly 1.6 million Wisconsinites could be on the move, with most driving. Over 80 million people are expected to travel nationally. And some select Milwaukee Bucks games will be available on traditional TV. The new TV rights deal starts with a December 4th game against the Hawks, airing locally on WMLW. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin goes up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers, have two home games coming up this Saturday at noon against Chicago State, and then next week, Tuesday night, they take on Michigan. The Badgers now rank 15th in the nation after winning the Greenbrier Tournament in Orlando over the weekend. The Marquette Golden Eagles learn that they're now number 10th ranked in the nation. They'll host Stonehill tomorrow night in Milwaukee, the tip-off time 8 o'clock. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. The Bucks have won four in a row. NFL, Packers holding practice for their game on Thanksgiving this Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins. Kickoff at 7:20, TV coverage on NBC. And then Friday at 11 a.m., more football. It's the Badgers against the Minnesota Gophers at Camp Randall Stadium.
Rivalry games, you throw records out the window. You throw sometimes even the home field advantage out the window. It comes down to who wants it more. And anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong to either one of these places.
That's Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 37 for a high tonight, 28 tomorrow. Some light rain and snow showers, 41 Thanksgiving Day. Some showers with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
much or late. I wait around and then bottom. I run to the door. I can't take anymore. It's not you. You let me down again.
Monday.
Listen, Monday. You said bring back the local news and timeless hits and make sure you play the mamas and the papas. Well, you know what? Message delivered. Monday. Love that one. I'm Cindy Huber. It is great to be with you today. I'm going to miss you terribly. You've been the best listeners. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for not hating on me. You didn't turn the radio on this one. Oh, she's still here. I thought she was quitting. And now I've decided not to. So there you go. I just, they brought me cupcakes. Come on. What am I supposed to do here? I got a sorry husband if he's listening. Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow. No, actually, it's one of the hardest things ever to have the greatest job I've ever had in my life and the greatest people I've ever had the opportunity to work with. And Don Rosen and Chris Morrell, everybody, Lou Regani, Kurt Vollman. I know I'm leaving people. Stuart J. Waddles. Okay. Mike Clemens. All right. Enough. I've had the opportunity to work with the best people in the universe and to say goodbye to them. Really, ouch. But I'm going to be back. I'll be back. All right. So I'm not completely leaving. I'll be, as Don said, doing some pinch hitting there. So anyway, love you guys. Thank you so much. If there's a song you want to hear, yeah. 262-634-WRJN. I'll get your song on for you today.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Blue River CrossFit in Racine. Black Friday is here early. Kickstart your New Year's resolutions today. Blue River CrossFit's on-ramp program is designed to transform your health through fitness, nutrition, and accountability. Make a difference. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a 2-ramp program certificate for just $100. Today only at WRJN.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
we gotta go home.
Local news and timelessness right here at WRJN. I always love this one from Todd Rundgren. It's one of those songs that the older you get, the more you appreciate this one. Are you ready, Todd?
Hello.
Change.
news and time. Let's this right here at WRJN Four Tops. I can't help myself. Sugar pie, honey bunch, just like the cereal, which I haven't seen in years. You know, every time I come here, it's one of the cool things about working at a 60s and mid 70s radio station. You get to hear the classics. You get to hear your memories. And that's what I love about this station, WRJN. And one person I really want to give a shout out to, other than my Don Rosen, who I already gave a shout out to, but Lou Ergani. If you haven't listened to his show on Sunday show, you have to. I mean, you know, it's not an order or anything. I order you to listen to. But you know what? If you listen to his show, he is such a great DJ. I wake up to Lou on Sundays. He plays music before the rock hits. He plays Frank Sinatra. He plays Broadway. He plays Patsy Cline. He plays Patty. He plays all the biggies from the 50s era, and it's just in and 60s. But he is just such an artist on the air. Gives you the stories behind these great artists who really influenced the Beatles and a lot of Elvis. You know that. So you get the beginning of rock and roll and of beautiful, awesome music before you even get our music. So he does a great job. He's a great performer. Lou Ergani, Sundays, every Sunday from 6 to noon. It is the best show right here on WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. No kids were on a Racine County school bus when it flipped this morning in the town of Norway. At just after 6, sheriff's deputies and rescue teams were called to 36 and Wind Lake Road for the report of a bus that was upside down in a pond. A statement says the bus driver failed to yield to a Pontiac, with the impact causing the bus to turn over in a few feet of water. No injuries were reported, with the bus driver the only person in the vehicle. The teenager accused in the Kenosha school shooting scare earlier this month is mentally fit for trial. The court will now examine the boy's mental condition at the time of the November 7th event, where he allegedly tried to enter Roosevelt Elementary armed with airsoft guns. The teen faces charges of making terroristic threats. Racine Representative and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has weighed in on alleged ethics violation by the man he hired to conduct a review of the 2020 presidential election. The Office of Lawyer Regulation accuses the former state Supreme Court justice of violating several court conduct rules during his investigation. On WISN 12's Upfront, Voss said Gableman went off the rails while conducting the investigation, which ultimately found nothing. Voss hired Gableman in 2021 and ended up firing him the following year. Voss said he hopes Gableman loses his law license and, quotes, goes back to work at Home Depot. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 37 for a high tonight, 28 tomorrow. Some light rain and snow showers, 41 Thanksgiving Day. Some showers with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. She's okay.
not easy. Well, she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a
Tom Jones. She's a lady. If Tom says she is, she is. And then I thought to myself, you know, Tom, follow Tom Jones up with John Rivers. You know the song.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Every move he makes, the chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number and taken away your name. Beware of pretty faces that you find. Pretty face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, or you give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man, secret Asian man, they've given you a number and taken away.
Teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're waiting.
this song right now. Yeah. That's me. Question mark and the Mysterians. That's 96 Tears. I'm Cindy Huber. And I'm still hitting the wrong buttons. Sorry about that. Okay, I'll play CCR next after this.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Take me.
Local news and timeless says right here at WRJN. Let's keep it burning, love.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Higher and higher, it's burning through to my soul.
Ain't no mountain high enough to keep me from coming back every once in a while and being on the air with you. I'm Cindy Huber. Great tunes on the way. That's a warning, kind of like, you know, instead of a tornado warning, it's like, great tunes coming up. Yep. Nothing but great tunes today. That is my personal guarantee to you. And you can count at least Carpenters a couple of times and maybe one John Denver. Here's the Rolling Stones.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to heave me right across her shoulder. Cause I just can't seem to drink it out my mind. It's a honky tonk blues. Give me the honky tonk blues. I laid a divorce in New York.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It's up, up, and away for Thanksgiving travelers. The FAA expects today we'll see the highest number of scheduled flights of the week. Odyssey New York's Glenn Schuck is at the airport.
As expected, it's packed here at Newark Liberty. This woman and her family traveling